The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 12. The Blood That Restores All Things. From the opening pages of Scripture to its final chapter, one theme pulses like a steady heartbeat. God will not be satisfied with rescuing only a remnant of humanity. His plan is nothing less than the full restoration of all creation. And at the center of that plan is blood, the poured-out life of His Son, the antidote to sin and death. Colossians 1:19-20 gives us a sweeping vision. For in Him the entire complement delights to dwell, and through Him to reconcile all to Him, making peace through the blood of His cross, through Him, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. This is no small statement. Paul is telling us that the blood of Christ reaches farther than human guilt, farther than personal forgiveness, farther than even our own salvation. It reaches into the very fabric of creation itself, undoing the curse, reconciling every alienated thing, and harmonizing the celestial and terrestrial once again. The cosmic battle was always personal. When Adam fell, the rupture wasn't confined to one garden. It was a shockwave that tore through every level of God's created order. Satan seized the opportunity to corrupt, divide, and dominate. What was at first a unity between the celestial and terrestrial realms became a fractured cosmos, littered with rebellion. God's answer was not to scrap His creation and start again. Indeed, He knew and even planned for all of this to occur. Instead, He determined to heal it from within, beginning with a human race under the curse and ending with a universe made new. This is why Christ was, by necessity, a man. The champion had to step onto the field of human history, play by its rules, bear its weaknesses, and yet remain without sin. Blood on the mercy seat of the universe. Under the Levitical system, the high priest would carry sacrificial blood into the most holy place and sprinkle it on the mercy seat, symbolizing the cleansing of Israel for another year. But Hebrews 9:11-12 tells us that Christ, as our great high priest, entered not even through the blood of he-goats and calves, but through His own blood, finding aeonian redemption. Picture it. The life of the perfect man, presented before the throne of the Most High, not as a payment to soften God's heart, but as the irrefutable evidence that sin and death had been conquered by one of Adam's race. That blood is now, in effect, on the mercy seat of the universe. It stands as an everlasting reminder to every being, angelic, human, or otherwise, that God's plan has succeeded. Reconciling the heavens and the earth. Paul's words in Ephesians 1:9-10 reinforce this picture, making known to us the secret of His will, to head up all in the Christ, both that in the heavens and that on the earth. The blood of Christ does more than rescue us from personal condemnation. It is the instrument through which all divisions, spiritual and physical, are healed. The gulf between the celestial and terrestrial realms is closed. The Most High's authority is not just affirmed, it is universally acknowledged. And in the ages to come, the entire creation will stand as a testimony to this restoration. Every scar of rebellion will be gone. Every shadow of corruption will be dispelled. What began with the blood of lambs applied to doorposts in Egypt will end with the lamb's blood cleansing and reclaiming every corner of existence. The deliverance of the Hebrews from their bondage in Egypt, as miraculous as it was, will pale in comparison to the far greater exodus that all beings are destined to partake of in the coming ages, as the work which God began through Christ is completed over time, and with our help. Our role in the restoration. Believers are not mere spectators in this story. We are part of the first wave of restoration. We are the proof, even now, that the cure works. The adversary can accuse us all he wants, but the antidote has already been applied. We live as witnesses that the reign of sin and death is collapsing. And as we are reconciled, so will the rest of creation be, until that day when God is all in all, and the Father's glory fills everything without remainder. Chapter 12. Key Takeaways. Christ's blood reconciles not only humanity, but the entire creation. The antidote heals the cosmic rupture caused by sin and death. Our believers today are living proof that restoration has begun.